From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. London mourns the victims of Wednesday's attack. A candlelit vigil was held Thursday evening in London's Trafalgar Square to memorialize the victims of Wednesday's tragic terror attack that took the lives of four people. Debbie McKibben, a visitor from Northern Ireland, was at the memorial service with her children.
Growing up without the love of a mother, and that she was just so tragically taken from them. My 11-year-old and 9-year-old twins, it's just heartbreaking to think is what those kids will now go through without their mother being there. It's very frightening, but at the end of the day, you know, we just keep our chins up and we just get on with it and we don't let the terrorists win.
Nine people are currently in custody and one person has been released. Police officials identified the attacker who killed the four people near Parliament as Khalid Massoud of Britain, who converted to Islam and had a lengthy criminal record for weapons possessions and other charges. Rowley said that Massoud's birth name was Adrian Russell Ajao, and he appealed to the public for any information about him. In the meantime, British Home Secretary Amber Rudd is denying that there's been an intelligence failure.
My experience with the intelligence services is they do a remarkably good job. Let's remember, this is the first Islamist terrorist attack in 4 years. They've foiled 13 since 2013. I'm sure we'll get more information over the next few days and few weeks, but I have complete confidence in our intelligence services.
Armed police shot and killed Massoud moments after the attack began. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is a free man after being detained in prisons and hospitals for 6 years following the Arab Spring uprising in 2011. He left a military hospital on Friday. This is VOA News. Belgian prosecutors have charged the man who attempted to drive at high speeds Thursday through a shopping center in Antwerp with terror offenses, including attempted murder. The federal prosecutor's office said on Friday that the 39-year-old French national and resident, identified only as Mohamed R., was charged with an attempt to murder in a terrorist manner, an attempt to hit and wound in a terrorist manner, and arms infractions. Police found a knife and a gun in Mohamed's car. New York police say a 28-year-old white man from Baltimore, from the southern U.S. state of Maryland, traveled to New York City last week to engage in a killing spree on African-American men. James Jackson allegedly chose to kill in New York because he thought he would receive the maximum amount of media coverage there. However, he stopped after killing just one man, 66-year-old Timothy Kaufman. Jackson killed Kaufman with a sword on Monday and went to a police station Wednesday to confess. He's being charged with murder and a hate crime and being held without bail. Sudan has been given a key role in the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, which some analysts say undermines the organization's credibility. Sudan's government was accused last year in an Amnesty International report of using chemical weapons against people in Darfur. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig has more.
Some analysts are concerned by news that Sudan has been elected to the deputy chairmanship of the Executive Council of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. They point to a September report released by Amnesty International, accusing Sudan's government of using chemical weapons against people in Darfur's Jebel Mara region from January to August 2016. Maddie Crowther is the head of communications and research at London-based organization Waging Peace, which campaigns against human rights abuses in Sudan.
If this is allowed to slide, then actually it will end up undermining the OPCW's core mission. And, you know, they need to use this as an opportunity to show that even those with a seat at the highest table aren't beyond reproach.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The OPCW is tasked with implementing the provisions of the Chemical Weapons Convention. The Senate's leading Democrat has said he will not vote for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee and is urging all members of his party to do the same. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York said Thursday that he would lead a filibuster against appeals court judge Neil Gorsuch. White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
Through all 4 days, he has showcased his sterling credentials and a brilliant legal mind. We find Senator Schumer's announcement truly disappointing because it breaks with the tradition of how the Senate has handled Supreme Court confirmation votes in modern time and represents the type of partisanship that Americans have grown tired of.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.